Your voice matters. Your voice matters. Preaching, teaching, sharing about God's word, it matters. This is my final wrap-up for the series we've been recording recently called Your Voice Matters. 18 episodes today, episode 19. And I have no script for today. I have no particular tip for today for new and inexperienced speakers. I just want to talk to you from the heart. Your voice matters. Too often, the preaching and the teaching is left in the hands of one person, or perhaps even two. But we need to hear from a wide variety of voices in our congregations, because we've got a wide variety of people listening in our congregations, not only our members, but also the people that visit our services and events. And they need to hear from a variety of people, because God made us all very different. And it's important that every voice that can speak should at least get some opportunity to speak in our church services and events. And that means you, not just the person who's been a Christian 20, 30 years, not someone who's just a people with a theological education, though those are valuable, not just the person who can speak eloquently because they have some kind of background or training or natural ability, but everybody, pretty much everybody in the congregation should have some kind of opportunity to speak. And your voice is one of those. And your voice matters. Your voice talking about God and about his word can have as much impact as anybody else. You don't have to be someone specially gifted. You do need to pay attention to what you're saying and how you're saying it. You do need to properly honor God's word in the way you interpret it and the way you talk about it. And that's why these tips are so important. And please do go back and have a look at them. And all that having been said, God's word coming through people is what changes lives and hearts. I was talking to my friend Gordon Ferguson just last week, and he was reflecting upon the fact that it was preaching, good preaching, passionate, heartfelt, meaningful preaching about God's word that helped him to become a follower of Jesus Christ many decades ago. And he's now in his 80s, continuing to preach and teach God's word. And he has had an impact through that, not only on me, which is very profound, I must say, not only on me, but so many people, scores, hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of people. Who really knows? And the point of this, what I'm saying, is not about Gordon, and he'd be embarrassed, of course, in my saying it. But nonetheless, every single one of us can have an exponential impact on the world around us by just talking about God's word in a meaningful, heartfelt way. I want to encourage you to find your channel for your voice to be heard, because your voice really does matter. I'm going to wrap up now with Isaiah 55, and my favorite, if you like, I've got a few favorites, but at least two of my favorite verses about God's word, and it's Isaiah 55, verses 10 and 11. Just think about this and how this can be a reality in and through you for other people. So Isaiah 55, verse 10. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. God's word is powerful. God achieves his purposes through his word. And that often happens through his people having the courage and the faith to speak his word out there into the world, into our congregations, into the people around us, so that they can come to know the marvelous, wonderful God that you and I know. So take your courage in your hands. Have faith, pray, have a look at all these tips, and then simply teach and preach God's word with passion and enthusiasm, and watch and see what God does with his word. Thanks very much for being part of this journey with me. I pray and hope this is helpful. Let me know how this might have made a difference to you. Till the next time, keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care and God bless you.